the prank. He balked, but finally tasted the yogurt. Then came silence, which Andy allowed to build for several long seconds before conceding defeat. "Okay," he said, "I admit it. This yogurt does taste better than camel manure." However ambiguous, we were flush with triumph. Our first unpaid celebrity endorsement. Even better, Joe and Andy kept harking back to the story for months, and many listeners, their attention piqued, decided to try Stonyfield yogurt for themselves. Sales started spiking all over the listening area, and all it cost us was a day of our time and a few gallons of gas. Benson's gave us the manure for free. We used a somewhat more elaborate and pre-planned approach when it came time to make a do-or-die campaign in Chicago. Distributing free samples had won us only an 0.8% share of the yogurt market, prompting Dominick's, one of the city's biggest supermarket chains, to issue an ultimatum: secure a 3% share within 3 months, or we would be out of Dominick's dairy cases. It was a classic problem of getting attention, and we were told that the classic answer, launching a conventional ad campaign, would cost $10 million. We decided to spend just 1% of that amount, $100,000, in a sampling offensive aimed at users of the Metra, Chicago's public transportation system. We would get the riders' attention by thanking them for saving energy and resources, a message that dovetailed neatly with Stonyfield's mission and image as a promoter of healthy food and green causes. Then, we would hand people a container of yogurt, a spoon, and a brochure, reminding them that every commuter who uses public transit instead of a car for a year prevents 45 pounds of particulates from spewing into the atmosphere. We were flying high on our own ingenuity when we found out that Metra banned the distribution of food on its platforms. But when the system's managers realized that we were actually promoting public transit, they gave us permission to disregard the rules. "We salute your commute," our signs read. "Thanks for doing your part to help save the planet." Some 85,000 containers of yogurt made it into the hands and mouths of those commuters, and we won coverage in all the Chicago papers and on the local segment of NBC's Today Show. In just 3 days, we raised our market share in Dominick's to 2.5%. The real work of keeping it real. At Stonyfield, we count on our products to prove their quality and great taste every day. But beyond that, we cultivate customer loyalty because we stand for what organic food symbolizes: the health of our customers, sustainable family farms, green enterprises of all kinds, a crusade against pollution and global warming, and the health of the planet. And practically everything we do aims to prove the authenticity of that belief. We pay our suppliers above market prices to ensure that they can stay in business and remain loyal to us. As I write, in the summer of 2009, for instance, oversupply has put organic dairies in a bind. It's true that demand for organic products continues to grow, but supply has grown even faster, and farmers are having to allocate their milk. So we're frantically working on solutions and alternatives to keep them afloat. We devote 10% of our profit each year to support green causes. We invest in educational initiatives that will help our customers improve and sustain both their communities and our planet. And we tell our customers about the hundreds of things we do to demonstrate our authenticity and to make them feel good inside and out. We want customers to feel that buying our products gives them a part in our larger mission. So all our customer-facing communication, from our promotions to our website, assure them that they can trust us to do the right thing for their health and well-being, and the good of those they love. One of the conduits of customer communication we've long relied on is our packaging. We've used our yogurt cups and quart containers to send messages about the purity of the food we sell and about our larger planet-saving mission. That translates into 300 million mini billboards each year, showcasing facts and sentiments to be absorbed and digested along.